Kansas State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports in Manhattan, Kansas, or I should say out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. This is Wednesday, midweek Wednesday, folks. August 14th, 2024. In this podcast, yeah, I had to double back and make sure. As I'm thinking about it now, this podcast, football, awkward start to the pod, but football coming up. UT Martin, August 31st, women's volleyball coming here real soon. I'll get the date on that. I know we talked about it here and there. We'll get the opener on that. Women's soccer just wrapped up over the weekend. Their preseason match against Arkansas again. More on that later on this week. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, appreciate it for you stopping by, K-State fans, or you're just a fan of the Big 12. Appreciate you guys stopping by, giving us a listen as I'm recording this on an overcast Wednesday morning here in Kansas City. Of course, I record a cross country. Men's and women's cross country. Also, we're starting on the 31st in Lawrence, Kansas for the third straight year. I'll probably post that first. And then this special episode from fall camp will be posted tonight. Jacob Parrish. Got him here. Obviously. And oh, by the way, before we dive into Jacob Parrish here for a brief moment, episode alert, bonus alert. Bonus alert, bonus alert. Yes, me and Alex Aiden, my co-host for this year, or has been since the beginning of the podcast, will be my co-host for the postcast after every Kansas State football game here in 2024. Bonus content, new, up. Actually, it's not up right now. I'm hoping to get that up, hopefully by tonight. Let's put it that way. Boy, it was jam-packed. It was probably one of the better bonus episodes of the year, in my opinion, at this point. But it's probably going to be even better with activity going to be starting. But yes, Podbean, you're only going to get, if you want more Wildcat bonus coverage, download the Podbean app right now and type in GRIER, the number 3, EDDIE, apostrophe S podcast. Again, GRIER, the number 3, EDDIE, apostrophe S podcast. You will find it easy. You should be able to find it easily. Now, I did not choose that. Podbean went ahead and just took majority of my email and plastered it for the title of the podcast. And I can't do it. I can't retitle it. But you type in those letters and number in there, and you should be able to find it right there. All the bonus content that I posted to this point with mixed in, a little bit sprinkled in with an EG3 episode in there. But yes, all bonus coverage throughout the rest of the year and right up until whenever I end this Wildcat podcast will be on that particular feed. But I'll also be doing rapid reaction following the game right here in the main feed as well. So you're going to get double the reaction. So we'll see what happens moving forward. But yeah, Jacob Parrish, again, I'm going to steal a word from Alex where we talked about a kind of spoil. I'm not going to try to spoil it too much, but he went ahead and said that the secondary, and if you listen to other K-State podcasts as of late, secondary could be the strength of this team. Possibly. Obviously, Jacob Parrish, you have Marcus Siegel back there, Keegan Garber, VJ Payne, the forgotten VJ Payne back there. All the attention on Siegel. Let's not forget about VJ Payne back there as well. You got a lot of experience back there, and you have a lot of veteran transfers who came over. Jordan Dunbar, we did a podcast with him this summer as well, and a guy that I have not talked about on this podcast, and there's been a lot of rave reviews about this guy. Yes, Jordan Riley, also a senior transfer who landed here. So, look, the beat goes on and on with the secondary, and you got some depth there. Kobe McAllister, who played a lot last year as well. He's got experience now underneath his belt. So, the list can go on and on with this team, and it's between, I'll probably say, again, you have playmakers, right? I have said this every time. Every time on this podcast, you have playmakers at every level of this defense. I think it's going to be between a secondary and a defensive line. Again, like I said last night on the bonus episode, I got to see it. I mean, you can't play games on paper, unfortunately. Nobody can. No college team, no NFL team can, right? So, we have to see it. We have to see it. And obviously, the potential is there for... The potential is there, right? So, we're gonna find out for sure. But for one person, particularly in that secondary, Jacob Parrish. We're going to hear from him here in just a moment. And we got a snippet from him from Media Day. He spoke to the K-State media at some point last week, or either that or yesterday at some point. So, we have some snippet on him. So, we'll listen to him, and we're going to be signing on out from right there as well. So, Jacob Parrish, he's one of them guys. Again, the Parrish and the Gardner combo on the outside, that could be something. Parrish really, again, this combination rose up. If you remember back to that championship season, Big 12 championship run, this combination, and particularly, really, Parrish stepped up to the plate and delivered against TCU. That memorable game against TCU a couple years ago to seal the deal to win that Big 12 championship. So, Jacob Parrish spoke to the media. I don't know. This could have been yesterday. This could have been last week. Along with the rest of the media of the people that the K-State athletes that spoke already. Speaking of athletes, actually, if you missed out on Avery Johnson, DJ Gins, Dylan Edwards, from last week, definitely make sure you go check out, again, the Pearl Project Podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, leave us 4-5-star rating. That helps us out tremendously, and also helps other K-State Nationers find this podcast. I just threw that in there, that word in there, on a day. But yeah, so Jacob Parrish, going to hear him right now.
Jacob, one of the coaches, I think maybe Kleiman, talked about how much weight you put on, and it's good weight. How much bigger are you, and how's that weight feel?
So right now I'm weighing about 200 pounds. Last season I was weighing like 185, and then towards the end of the season I got down to like 175. But to be honest, I feel pretty good. You know, I feel like it's a good weight. It just got pretty stronger. I got pretty faster with that weight.
You think it'll help you, like, get through this season physically fine?
I feel, I would think so. Just maintaining, that's the most important thing for me, just maintain my weight and just being able to compete with bigger guys. So I feel like this will help a lot with being at 200 pounds.
The starters seem pretty set at corner. Who behind you guys seem to really be stepping up?
Jesse James, he catches my eye. Kenaja Thomas, Jordan Dunbar, Donnie McIntosh. I feel like we got a pretty deep group, you know. They're young, but I feel like if they was put out there, they would be able to make plays for the team.
Coach Malone mentioned that one thing he's been on you about since you got here is to be more vocal and be more of a leader. It sounds like, from what other guys are saying too, that that's an area that you've really sort of taken to heart. Do you feel now as a junior you just need to be more of a leader?
I would say so. You know, when I first got here, I played as a freshman, but I didn't feel comfortable speaking out in front of the team. I feel like I still had to earn respect. But I feel like I earned respect for the team, be able to just call people out and just be that leader. And then I got put on leadership council in the winter, so I feel like this has helped me tremendously just being more vocal.
Is that something that comes natural to you, or is it something you've kind of had to work at?
That's something I got to work on. I'm not really a vocal guy. I'm a very quiet guy, but that's something just I need to improve as a human, just be able to speak in front of groups and people.
Jacob, what's your daily calorie goal to keep 200 pounds all the time?
I don't really got a daily calorie goal. I just, if it's in front of me, I'm just going to eat it, and to be honest. So I've been eating. So now I go to Eliza Chipotle. I go there like 3-4 times a week, give me a burrito or give me a bowl, and then drink about 2-3 protein shakes. So that's working pretty well for me.
I like that first part of that answer. who at safety, all the guys at safety are pretty proven, but Who's kind of caught your eye there during training camp? Who have you
during liked? Training camp, Jordan Riley, Marquise Hegel, VJ Payne. But today at practice, Marquise had 3 interceptions. So I feel like he's going to take that next step for this year, and he's going to be a really good player for us.
What was your first impression of Jordan when he got here?
He was a very outgoing person, and he likes to hit. So just be prepared for that.
Who for K-State, who have been the toughest receivers to kind of cover so far in the last couple weeks?
I'm going to go with Keegan Johnson, for sure. You know, me and him always battle. It's always great competition, iron, sharpens iron. And then Trey Spivey, he's a good young guy that I feel like that could be on the field making plays for us.
Coach Malone crack as many jokes with you guys as he does with us?
Always. We be in the meetings, he'll tell us a story or just tell us jokes, man. But I love that guy so much. It's amazing to be around him. Want to take...